section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
Live from Saginaw, Michigan, it's the Hank and Chain Show, and here is your host, Jared Morningstar.
Thanks, X, and happy 1st of July, everybody. So how are you tonight, man?
Extremely evil. Ha ha ha!
How surprising.
Well, how are you, Morningstar?
Doing well, I guess.
What? You aren't mourning the death of Michael Jackson like everyone else in the world?
No. His death is upsetting, but I'm not going to be part of the crazy media overkill. I'd rather focus on what he would probably rather focus on. Great music. We are featuring former BR549 frontman Chuck Mead's new solo album tonight. Entitled Journeyman's Wager, it's already one of my favorite Album of the Year candidates, and one of the best country albums I have heard in years. We also have my brother, Eric Morningstar, coming up with his weekly word, and more commentary coming up in a bit. Right now, though, let's get to the tunes. Our starting lineup tonight features music from Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, Warren Zevon, Steve Earle, and the Black Crowes. Stay tuned to the Hank and Chain Show. Right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Thank you. gender. She put me through some changes, Lord, sort of like a wearing blender. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. These young girls won't let me be. Lord, have mercy on me. Woe is me. Woo!
Now everybody run like a bullet from a rabbit gun back home to my bed. Am I coming from Gettysburg? Heard that new boat. Down the holler about to
gonna be right there for you, baby.
Kind of caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on.
Thanks all for tuning in to the Hank and Chain Show. Hope you have enjoyed the show so far tonight. We are going to go bluegrass on you all here in a minute with songs from the Road Band, the 357 String Band, the Calamity Cubes, and the Hackensaw Boys. Right now, though, here is a word from Eric Morningstar.
Thanks, bro. And what a lineup we've had so far here on the show tonight. And there's more coming your way, but just for now, I've got a few things to get off of my chest. A lot of rant-worthy things have happened this week so far, so it was kind of hard for me to decide what I was going to talk about. Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, is dead at 50, and suddenly everyone cares about him, when the day before, they would have called him a child-molesting freak. Gotta love that hypocrisy. Billy Mays is also dead. No hypocrisy here, because no one really cares about him, and no one really ever did. I, however, will mourn the OxyClean commercials and the Orange Glow commercials. They have been a 3 a.m. standard for me for many, many years and are dear to my heart. But on to what I chose for my topic this week. Probably a much less substantial story, but one that gets my goat nevertheless. Before I start this, I want to go ahead and say that I have nothing but support for the homosexual community in my heart. I have gay friends and straight friends. I think that don't ask, don't tell is an archaic policy that needs to be abolished as soon as possible. I think that marriage rights aren't a state issue. They're a plain-as-day federal right that should be granted to all people, period. And anyone who has a problem with that should walk around with a big red stamp on his or her head that reads, "Religious Idiot." Nevertheless, this week I'm striking back at the gay community because, as I was sitting happily watching reruns of my favorite TV sitcoms, what did I see? I see a commercial. A couple of commercials, actually, that start out with a group of teenagers laughing about something and then repeating the common phrase, "That's so gay." As if riding up on this lesbian white horse, a woman arrives and informs the youngsters that saying, "That's so gay," when you mean something is stupid or doesn't make sense, is ignorant and somehow damaging to those gays who hear it. What I have to say in response to this is boo frickin' who. There better be people on every news network and TV station right now declaring no more fat jokes, no more jokes about dorks, nerds, losers, white trash, black people, Mexicans, Asians, Arabs, no more, not ever. We can't make fun of people anymore because it might hurt their feelings. Repeat, it might hurt their pathetic little feelings. I'll tell you what, I weighed 350 pounds from 8th through 10th grade. And I was always fat. I still made fun of fat people, and I still never would have went for a fat woman, just as no woman ever went for me when I was fat. And you know what? Somehow, my brain made sense of that. I don't blame people for not being attracted to obesity. It's disgusting. It harms people. It kills them. You hear all this big bone stuff, you hear the big is beautiful thing, people trying to celebrate their fat rolls. Listen, the only way you're pulling that one out, honey, is if you're an opera or a jazz singer, and that's it! That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, step away from the fridge. Seriously, I'm a nerdy, dorky, white guy. But you won't hurt my feelings if you point it out to me. In fact, I make fun of people who are exactly like me. And you know what? Most of the people like me feel exactly the same way. So what gives? I don't believe that gays should be protected against language. I don't believe that anybody should be protected against language. I use the phrase, that's so gay, all the time, and I don't dislike gays. I'm a strong supporter of the belief that saying that's so gay really just denotes that something is stupid or doesn't make sense to me. And why do I do that? Because there are tons of things in the vernacular that make no sense at all. What does it mean, exactly, when someone says, that sucks, to say that something is bad? When I hear, sucks, I think oral sex. Anybody thinks oral sex, and there is no one who considers that a bad thing. How about when someone says that something is cool, to mean good? If you want to get technical, cool means cold, as in temperature cold, not good as in pleasant. How about the word badass? That's a really interesting one if you think about it. If we're going to take that literally, somehow we have to assign value to our assholes. This ass over here, it's a good ass. It never gets constipated, never farts in public, it's a good ass. Now that ass over there, now that's a badass. It's an ass without a cause. It sprays diarrhea all over public restrooms. It stinks up meetings. And it doesn't give a damn. This is how ridiculous the gays sound to me. Language doesn't have to make sense. And I think that we should be glad that it often doesn't. I guess in the end it just goes back to the whining for me. Seeing those commercials on my television offends me. In one of them, the defender of homosexuality freedom from hurt feelings states, that's like saying that's so 17-year-old boy with a cheesy mustache. As if somehow that's not funny either. I don't get it. That is funny. That kid does have a cheesy mustache. And what would have really happened is that those kids would have started making fun of their friend, and he probably would have laughed too, knowing he would get them back soon. They might have said something like, wow man, you just got served. But wait a minute, what does that mean? Is this friend somehow playing tennis and he doesn't realize it? Are we in a restaurant and the food has mysteriously arrived? What does it all mean? You know what it means? It means nothing. We flap our gums without shame and without intelligence, and that is our God-given right. So remember that there are fat people, dorky people, nerdy people, white people, black people, everybody and everything is getting verbally raped all the time, and it is beautiful. You can't say that these things are okay to say over here, but not these over here. Get over yourself, gay community. You're whiners. But, as I said before, I do hope that you get your rights restored to you by the government. Whine about that, and you won't irritate me so much. Okay, that's about all the time I have for a rant today, but let's give it up for the Jack Handy quote. I hope one day we are all able to put away our fears and prejudices and just laugh at people. And I hope that you will keep listening to here on the Hank and Shane Show on FlapDaddy.com. Pretty soon he fell with the right crowd.
thick and they knew how. He was making enough money picking five string, they performing and the truck driving down. He's a band of picking truck driving farmers, trying to make a living any way he can. He's a band of picking truck driving farmers, don't you know?
I lost you one time, but I had you. You were mine and I let you slip right through my fingers. Yeah, I lost you one time, but I had you. You were mine and I let you slip right through my fingers. I'll never forget my hands. Walked under a ladder, fell, dropped a mirror on me. 7 years don't matter. I never had it, I never had it at all. Cause I lost you one time, but I had you. You were mine and I let you slip right through my fingers. Yeah, I lost you one time, but I had you. You were mine and I let you slip right through my fingers. I'll never forget my hands. Step on every crack, yeah, it's not that I hate my mother. I got two of them, you know, and they seem to love each other. What am I supposed to do? It's like taming a shrew. My daddy couldn't do it. It took him 25 years to prove it. Oh, no. One time, but I had you. You were mine and I let you slip right through my fingers. Yeah, I lost you one time, but I had you. You were mine and I let you slip right through my fingers. I'll never forget my hands.
Think of the times that we had, just one chance, me and Paul. and I'll take my own time. The fun way when it all works out right. Look down the footman when you know who's around. It's best dance with your feet off the ground. And I like to think of the times that we had just one chance. Me and Paul beat me down.
Welcome back to FlapDaddy.com's The Hank and Chain Show, your Wednesday night internet home for great tunes. Right now, we're going to play our first segment of Journeyman's Wager, the debut solo album from Chuck Mead. For years, Mead was the guitarist and frontman for one of the most popular bands in the alt-traditional country scene, BR549. Their trad country sound meets the 1950s rock sound, was immediately recognizable and always brings a smile to people who appreciate good music. When the band went on hiatus, however, Mead decided to set out on his own. Surprisingly, despite his signature voice, most of the album doesn't sound like a BR549 release. Instead, Mead used Journeyman's Wager as a vehicle to explore his other influences. Up next are three such examples: the CCR-flavored Gunmetal Gray, the Springsteen's Nebraska-like Up on Edge Hill, and the funky No Requests. Enjoy the music of Mr. Mead, the Journeyman, here on the Hank and Chain Show.
Town kid, nobody ever took a note of nothing that I ever did. I was sneaking a sip from my daddy's corn liquor still, hiding out by the river with the moon and a whippoorwill. Later. seems to know. But when they need a little something, they know exactly where to go. It's gunmetal gray. Gunmetal gray. Nothing about life is black and white. Nothing about life is black and white. It's gunmetal gray. The yelling rebels back from the fort upon the hill. Yeah, fought them off with pick and axe. Brother, what I'm telling you is real. They spilled a lot of blood up there, but in the end, they were standing up on Edge Hill. Well, they settled in and settled down, stuck together, built a town on that hill. Hard work pays a working man, and the good times roll when he can pay the bills. They built their houses out of limestone up on Edge Hill. Shingles out upon that hill. And on Saturday night they'd all be down at Cotton's, dancing, drinking and raising hell. Then get up and go to church on Sunday morning up on Edge Hill. Interstate through that hill. Then tore some houses down and closed off some streets, but that just made it easier to steal. But they're still sitting on their front porches looking out on what's left of it here.
This is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Supigato Show. You can find us at supigato.com. Drop us a line at supigato@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style. Just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show, man. Dig it.
Mr. X here, and I got my mojo working. Mojo that's pure evil. Ha ha ha! Up next are some great bluesy songs from Muddy Waters, Louis Jordan, the Snake Charmers, and Creedence Clearwater Revival. So stay tuned to the Hank and Chain Show, or else.
Everybody's trying to dig you. Everybody but me. You're fooling everybody in town, but baby, I know what you're putting down. You went out last night to a dinner, a show, and a dance. Ooh, you went out last night to a dinner, show, and a dance. You must have been a perfect clown, but baby, I know what you're putting down. Stay at home. Yes, baby, you got a rambling mind. You just don't want to stay at home. You tell me you're visiting all your relatives in town, but baby, I know what you're putting down. You came home last night with a new hat, new dress, and a new pair of shoes. Yes, you came home at 8 o'clock last night with a new hat, new dress, and a new pair of shoes. You ain't working nowhere in town, so baby, I know what you're putting down.
Thank you.
to see. Better just keep moving on. There ain't nothing to see here, baby. Better just keep moving on. Come tomorrow morning.
This is Jeff Lowdown Shrimps from Corn Pone. You're listening to the best dang radio show of all time, The Hank and Chain Show.
Okay, we're back, and you're still listening to The Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. This is Eric Morningstar introducing part of this week's feature on the music of the wonderful Chuck Mead. We love Chuck Mead here on The Hank and Chain Show, just as we love BR549. Personally, I have found it hard to imagine that we could very well have heard the last of the great band that started out in Robert's Western World, and the band that I have considered for a long time to be the best in country's evolution as a genre of music. But, as we have Mead's offering of Journeyman before us, I'm not at all surprised to hear on the album some of the wonderful characteristics that were also found in the music of BR549. This next segment that you're going to listen to will include two songs from Mead's new album, Natchez Trail and I Wish It Was Friday. Both songs feature the rock and roll tempo that was so often featured in the music of BR549. And these songs aren't just musically rock and roll. Thematically, we see the excitement of the weekend and a creative and wild sense of adventure. So very much rock and roll. Still, just as in the BR549 tradition, the lyrics are styled in the way of the working class, and they are filled with southern imagery, inescapably country, bringing that country and rock evolution together again as only BR549 could, and now as only Chuck Mead can accomplish. As you're about to listen, take a moment to consider what talent Mead brings to the table with his new album, and recognize how he acted as a cornerstone in that wonderful band, BR549. Right here on the Hank and Chain Show on FlapDaddy.com.
Well, it stretches all the way from the Mississippi River to the shores of Alabama, up through the hills and the Tennessee Valley to the banks of the Cumberland. I was making my way down to Tupelo when I heard sitting on an Indian mound. He had an old piece pipe and an uncorked jug filled with magic air. Well, I took a little sip on the mine clay trips out on the Natchez Trail. Ooh, out on the Natchez Trail. You better walk where you walk, cause you can sure get lost out on the Natchez Trail. Well, I heard the sky. Friday.
say, Lord, I wish it was Friday. By at the end of the week, 48 hours of living my life in peace. Oh, F-R-I-D-A-Y, F-R-I-D-A-Y, for 48 hours of living my life in peace. Oh,
you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. Hope you are all having a great night, and hope you're ready for a great 4th of July weekend. It's never been really one of my favorite holidays, but I know a lot of you probably have some great things planned with friends and family. If any of you have anything particularly interesting planned you'd like to share with us, tell us about it via email at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. We have one final segment of our feature on Chuck Mead's Journeyman's Wager coming up in a bit, but first, let's change directions and listen to some excellent country music, including songs from Buck T. Edwards, Lucky Tubb, Hank Williams III, and the Hank and Chain Show's favorite local country band, Cornpone. Stay tuned, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Turn down the lights and turn on the one, nobody around. Tonight you're mine. Been waiting on you for a long, long time. Turn down the lights and turn. Won't you fast back and be everything right? Got all we need, baby. Come sit here close to me. Turn down the lights, turn on the one. Nobody around tonight. You're mine. Been waiting on you. For a long, long time. Turn down the lights and turn on the explanation, and I swear that it is true. I'm really
crazy about you.
Heart is full of discontent and I wasted years with you. We don't make each other happy, we just make each other blue. Though all along I was wrong, and now what I must do, I'm going to walk away from love, walk away from you. I'm going to walk away from love, no, it hurts me deep inside. Walk away from all those painful years I tried, tried, tried. I'm gonna keep on walking until I lose these blues. Yes, darling, I'm walking on you. Come on, enjoy. I'm going to walk away from love, no, it hurts me deep inside. Walk away from all those painful years that I tried, tried, tried. I'm gonna keep on walking until I lose these blues. Yes, darling, I'm walking on you. I'm going to walk away from love, no, it hurts me deep inside. Walk away from all of those painful years that I tried, tried, tried. I'm gonna keep on walking until I lose these blues. Yes, darling, I'm walking on you. Yes, darling, I'm walking on you.
Emotions have left.
got a boy of my own. I know that he'll ask me. He'll say, hey, pop. Yeah, hey. Why can't you leave? There ain't no place I'd rather be. I'd rather be.
Okay, we're back to the Hank and Chain Show, and up next is the final segment of our feature this week on Chuck Mead's album, Journeyman's Wager. The title of the album is so fitting. Mead is now in his 50s and has been playing great music for years. Even though his most famous musical venture was BR-549, Mead played in several bands prior to the creation of BR, and like most veterans of the underground country scene, he has never been given the credit he has deserved. Basically, this makes Mead a true journeyman. And this album finds the artist in many instances looking back on his life. There are a number of songs that deal with reflection and even mortality. Up next are three such songs, A Long Time Ago, After the Last Witness is Gone, and In a Song. Keep enjoying the great music here with us tonight on FlapDaddy.com.
Well, now all I want
Well, I broke down outside of Memphis in my 73 Ford van. I got a gig tonight down on Beale Street for a dozen drunken fans. I used to say that I'd give anything, come win or lose or draw, but I know now that it takes everything if you wanna have it all. After the last witness is gone, we'll sort it all out later on. We'll find out who was right or wrong. After the last witness is gone, God tell me, son, what would you think if by tomorrow we were all extinct? Some chimp would tag me as a missing.
and think of everything we'll leave behind. After all is said and done, as long as someone sings along, then at least we'll be remembered in a song. It's a song about rain, pain, and the joy that you can't explain. It's a song about love, laughter, and happy ever after. It's a song about you and me, and the way things used to be. Everybody sing along. After we're gone, at least we'll be remembered in a song. When we answered to the call, we knew we'd have to give it all, and that's all that you could ask from anyone.
Fucking play Freebird, you dickweed. Get with it, man. And if you ask for Hootie and the Blowfish, you can get my size 13 fucking sneaker up your ass.
Hell yeah.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum radio show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
Welcome back to FlapDaddy.com, and hope you enjoyed our feature this week on Chuck Mead's Journeyman's Wager. We are going to close the night with some classic rock, including songs from Eric Clapton, Mountain, Jerry Lee Lewis, and the focus of next week's feature, the legendary Rolling Stones. Enjoy our excellent closing set of tunes right here on the Hank and Chain Show.
maybe an ambassador to England or France. You might like to gamble, you might like to dance. Maybe the heavyweight and champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. You're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Oh, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Serve somebody. Might be a rock and roll addict and prancing on the stage. You might have drugs at your command, a woman in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, they may call you chief. You're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
a Jerry Lee can't tell. Come by Twin Button, that lady there, I clip your hair. And she could use a little tenderness. These things I know. Strong, you let me know. I pack my jump, and I just might go. Gonna be in love. I'll bet you by the morning I'll be the only one that you'll be thinking of. Slowly we'll pound together as both a finger and a glove. And before the night is over, I said before. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, it looks like the clock has about run out on us tonight, but I hope you have enjoyed this week's episode of the Hank and Change Show. This has been our second episode since our hiatus, and it has been wonderful bringing the great tunes back to you every Wednesday night here on FlapDaddy.com. We'll be right back here next week, as we are every week, from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be featuring the music of the Rolling Stones next week, so no one will want to miss that. It'll be an outstanding episode. Also, remember you can download the podcast version of tonight's episode on Monday afternoon, as well as all of our older episodes at section86.com. So don't forget to head over there as soon as possible. That's section86.com. If you have any questions or comments about tonight's episode, or the show in general, or you would like to have your music played on the show, please email us at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. Or look us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/thehankandchainshow. We're going to be signing out tonight with a number called Walking My Baby Back Home from the late, great Louis Armstrong. Thanks all for tuning in. For FlapDaddy.com and the Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night and happy 4th of July, everybody.
But it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home, arm in arm over matter and palm, walking my baby back home. We go along, harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. I'll go by to give me the eye, walking my baby back home. Now we stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest, baby. We're starting to battle, and that's when I get hot talcum powder all over my vest. And after I kiss, I straighten my tie, she borrows my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking baby back home.
Tonight, I'm drunk. I'm on you.